Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. I'm speaking with Drew Kelton, who is the CEO of Superloop Limited.
Drew, really good to talk to you.
Good to see you. Nice to meet you.
Now, Superloop is an interesting organisation. Many regard it as being a telco, which it has obviously strong elements of that, but it's also a little bit more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is an infrastructure-based operation that builds fibre infrastructure in Australia, Singapore and Hong Kong. It also has some subsea cable infrastructure which connects the countries together, which is quite unique. So in the sense of telecommunications infrastructure, that was the DNA of the company. But what is probably interesting about how the company evolved, it came around the thematic that more and more organizations are moving their data and their communications into centralized areas, such as data centers, or the cloud as a lot of people know it. And that proliferates more and more high capacity quality connectivity. So the background to how Superloop was connected, and by the way, in telco terms, a loop is your access. It's your access from your premises to the data repository. Our Superloop is one of fiber, so it's high quality, high capacity. So the theory of how the company came apart was, if more and more people are going to move their information into centralized centers, more and more data is going to be required, and therefore more and more connectivity, in the simplest sense. What does that mean to the consumer, to the business user? Think of mobile. Mobile phones now are now essentially a computer in your hand. You're walking around sending a lot of information, could be email, could be files, could be photographs. Ultimately, that will be stored somewhere. It'll be stored in a data center in a cloud, whether it's by Google or Facebook or Amazon or Microsoft, and you have to get to that. So your signal typically goes from your mobile phone to a tower, and then from the tower, it usually joins a fiber infrastructure to get to a repository where the data is going. And that's kind of what Superloop does. It provides that core fiber infrastructure to get data from the consumer or the business into a repository of the data.
So if you're talking about a runway for growth, we're moving into an age of digital usage, which is continuing to grow pretty aggressively. You've got things like AI being talked about. So how important are all of these things in terms of underpinning your growth in the medium term?
Look, I mean, I think that's really relevant. I think if you were to, easiest way to do the analysis is think of what you would have bought on a broadband service as a consumer a few years ago. In fact, some of us still do have, even Castle Crag residents, where you would have ADSL, where you may have something like a 2 megabits download and a 500 kilobits upload service to provide your broadband service. The demands now are 50 megabits, 100 megabits, up to a gigabit of capacity. And what that is doing is it's driving a significantly more compelling user experience. We're starting to use things such as Netflix and at home and capacity. And we're also starting to drive much, much, much better economics. So the proposition for our Superloop and others is to provide that unbelievable ubiquity of service. We call it, in fact, the business class service. It's quite funny. I was just talking to one of our airline partners today. We actually want to be known as the business class consumer service. In other words, hey, you've just got onto the plane and somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, Mr. Kelton, you've just been upgraded. Well, we're upgrading you to Superloop. And why do we talk about that? Is because traditionally a lot of the operators have come from the proposition that they're using whatever access medium they have, copper or whatever, to get access to you. Because this is essentially a brand new infrastructure platform, we've kind of broken down the barriers of technology being a barrier to entry, and therefore trying to build that proposition. And not just in Australia, trying to make that ubiquitous in all the geographies we operate in. So our ideal customer might be a business, for example, that's operating in Singapore, operating in Hong Kong, operating in Australia, that says, I want to go to one partner who owns the infrastructure, who can give me a service level and a price and a proposition that looks and feels and touches the same and gives me that same performance. So that's the ideal opportunity for Superloop to grow.
Okay, so let's just quickly touch on the last 12 months of your operations. It was marked by the acquisition of an organisation called Big Air. How important are acquisitions when you look out over the medium term?
Look, I think in a kind of short to medium term, if you think about, again, that thematic of building an infrastructure, you start to see return on your capital employed by putting in more and more and more customer revenues on that. And it's very important for us to have what we call recurring services, customers who come back every week, every month, every quarter, and keep going, because as we roll that customer revenue or service onto an infrastructure that we own, then our unit economics or our scaled economics become hugely compelling. So the acquisition of Big Air gave us access to two things, a customer base, predominantly in the corporate segment, which is great, right in our sweet spot. Let's call it the kind of CBD to CBD style customer. And secondly, some really compelling technology around fixed wireless. Yep. Because if you can't get to a customer via digging up the ground in fiber, you want to get to them via high quality fixed wireless. And Big Air have really become the perfectionists of fixed wireless access. And you probably would have known through reading some of that, one of their greatest successes was building community-based broadband services. So things like campuses, university campuses, schools, organizations such as that Campus Living. These companies use the Big Air Superloop proposition to provide high quality broadband in these services as part of that, you know, utility for that campus. So the acquisitions are important to us because it gives us that immediacy of return. Network fill strategy puts traffic and customers on the network, and then we continue to supplement that by organic growth of other new customers in other geographies. So this is very important to us.
You mentioned other geographies. Obviously, Asia is central to your runway for growth. What can investors look forward to as far as the next couple of years are concerned?
Yeah, look, I think the first thing we're starting to see is Singapore in particular, which is one of the more mature operations for Superloop. It's a few years on now. We've built the infrastructure. We're starting to be seen as probably a recognized party where people will actually use our service. You know, you can imagine when you've got large incumbent, you know, or market-leading operators in these markets, as a challenger you come in, you have to establish your credentials, your credibility. So we started off by doing one or two capabilities where an organization may say, look, I'd like a diverse connection between my premises and my data center, where my computing is. Now we're actually being invited to the table for major RFPs, a proposal to say, build us an infrastructure to suit our needs because we're moving premises, moving data centers, centralizing your communication. So Superloop in Singapore is starting to see that leveraged return on its investment. We're seeing recurring revenues growing, and of course the value creation being the EBITDA margins falling through, because as we're selling on our asset, it becomes highly, highly profitable. Hong Kong, a little bit less mature in terms of the market and much more dense in its distribution. If you can imagine Singapore, if I was in, I'll take the number, say 10 data centers and 100 buildings, I've kind of got Singapore. Singapore's that controlled environment. Hong Kong, much more dispersed, many more buildings to be connected, and of course, many, many, many more players in the market, particularly in the consumer broadband. So the opportunity for us in Hong Kong is to find the right blend of, I suppose, return on where we've invested to get as many of our existing corporate and international customers onto the network initially. That's the network fill strategy. And then go out with a proposition to acquire new customers in Hong Kong. Really exciting opportunity for us. It's a fast-moving market. And the interesting USP, which, by the way, our founder told me, which I didn't know about, is we are the only operator, if you want to call us a telco, that actually owns the cable and fiber assets in all three of these jurisdictions. We own our own infrastructure in Hong Kong and in Singapore and in Australia and with the cable that connects it together. So that makes us quite unique.
Drew, it sounds like it's a really dynamic market, and we look forward to continuing the conversation in the years ahead. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.